Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, John Agri, who is currently CEO of the Unicorn Group and started a new business called BizGravity recently. He's a business development consulting expert and specializes in executive relationship marketing. He spent many years in the technology sector and is responsible for the long-range strategic plans of the company. Previous experiences include serving in a vice president or director position for several companies, including Edgewater Technology, a publicly traded premium IT services company, B2E Markets, a strategic sourcing software company, which was acquired by VerticalNet, and KnowledgeMax, an e-learning corporate training company. John's experience as an entrepreneur also includes serving as founder and CEO of Serious to Learn, a streaming media corporate portal, which was acquired by KnowledgeMax in 2001. In March of this year, John Agri launched the newest, hottest venture called BizGravity, an online auction marketplace where business professionals can bid, buy, and schedule meetings with executive decision makers. You just said you launched it in March. What is BizGravity? Tell us all about it.
Thank you, Wayne, for having me, and looking forward to the conversation. So BizGravity was actually started in July of 2011, but we launched the platform just a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
We're very excited because my heritage, going back to the Unicorn Group, is basically helping early stage technology companies as well as government contractors get their sea legs with respect to the all important first meeting as part of the business development process.
Okay.
So we've seen a lot of how sausages are made, and there are a lot of sales reps and a lot of business development managers who are challenged with trying to hit that quota, hitting that number,
right,
and they just can't get into the C-suite. So I thought, okay, the Unicorn Group is a great boutique business, but how would it scale globally or nationally to help all of the business development managers out there?
Okay.
And I thought, why don't we just web enable the process and sort of take me and my personality out of it? So BizGravity.
But we like your personality, John.
I know you do, but I can't serve the millions of sales reps out there. And they're screaming out there. I mean, sometimes their W-2, you know, hangs in a balance with regards to whether or not they make a number.
Right.
And so I said, you know what? Maybe the best thing for me to do is to just web enable a platform that allows the sales rep to go in and see who the executive decision makers are. So if you can think of LinkedIn meets eBay, maybe that's a good elevator pitch approach to it.
LinkedIn meets eBay.
So you've got 150 million people on LinkedIn, right? And they're all executives and they have the executive brio, but they're really not talking to each other. So unless you're an executive search firm who's trying to find you, there's really a lot of crickets that you're hearing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And yet most sales executives would love to mine that data and have the opportunity to pick up the phone and say, hey, listen, I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you because you can help further my process. But you can't do that. The what's in it for them on the executive side is not clearly defined. So I said, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to auction off an executive's time. So an executive can go into our portal and they can basically set up an auction, much like you would on eBay for a Tiffany lamp. They'd auction off a half an hour of their time, an hour of their time. It could be a telephone call, a Skype meeting, or a face-to-face coffee somewhere and say, okay, I'm willing to meet with you, but you're going to have to bid for that time because I've got 20, 30, 40 years of experience that I'm willing to bring to bear to talk about whatever you want to talk about, whether it has to do with a company that I work with, a board that I serve on, some mentorship advice that I can give you. And the global marketplace would have the free opportunity to bid on that time. And if that time is $200 or $2,000, then that's the effective value of that time. That executive can agree to meet. And then once they meet, then of course our portal will release the funds to them, or they can agree to donate those proceeds to their favorite charity, which we think is an innovative idea.
I think it's a great idea. Now, let me back up a second. So it's the executives that would come to your portal to say, I've got some available time and expertise and I want to auction off my time to those who are interested in buying it.
Correct.
And so there's two challenges I would see in that business model. One is getting the executives to the portal so that they'll be willing to participate. And the other challenge would be getting the startups and the others who are interested not in buying their services to the portal. So how are you going to to put the two together, and how are you going to inspire people to join the portal?
That's a great question. So, you know, the way we look at the portal downstream is everybody who becomes a member is bi-directional. So the person who's on the buy side today may be on the sell side tomorrow.
Okay.
We're all executives who want to meet someone, but someone wants to also meet us. But in terms of our initial strategy, sort of our Trojan horse, we're really, really focusing on the charities. We think that that's really the jewel in the crown.
Hmm.
Charities have been hit very hard because of the economy and other factors. And if we go to the foundations or the charities and we say, listen, you have executives on your board as well as volunteers. Okay.
Okay.
They are amenable, if you ask them, to donate a half an hour or an hour of their time at any point during the year. Now you, the charity, has to ask them formally, but assuming that they're willing to donate an hour of their time, you now have a portal that they can do that with. And if you leverage that and ask them to also invite their friends, then all of a sudden this goes viral.
That's an interesting concept. So you would go to the charities who have talented boards consisting of executives from all over the world who might be participating in their volunteer activities on behalf of the charity, but who also might be willing to donate their time. And if the person who's auctioning for their time might be willing to make a charitable donation to their charity, then it's a win-win for the charity and it's a win for the executive because he gets money donated to his charity that he's volunteering his time to. And it's a win for the person who's bidding on the time because they get access to the executive.
That's exactly right. And PayPal handles all of the transaction on the back end. So, you know, they're the ones that would hold the money in escrow.
Hmm.
Until that meeting occurs.
Sure.
And we understand that busy executives may have to reschedule a meeting.
Right.
But once the money's held in escrow, then two adults ought to be able to determine whether or not that meeting can be had.
That's right.
If not, then obviously we would have to release the money back to the person that made the bid. And that's part of our policy.
Are you going to do any kind of marketing to let the world know that this is out there?
Well, we're hoping that you're the first.
Well, everyone who's listening, we're talking about BizGravity, which is a brand new startup portal that is meant to put executives together with companies that are looking for the executive help.
Absolutely.
And individuals that are looking for the executive help. And before we forget to announce this, how do people get to BizGravity? You launched the website already?
Website's fully launched, Wayne. It's BizGravity, B-I-Z, gravity like the center of gravity. So it's bizgravity.com.
Wow.
There's a 2-minute video that you can watch that sort of recaptures what I'm saying to you right now.
Sure.
It's a free sign up.
Okay.
And then you become a member. And once you've joined, you can also invite your friends to become members if you so choose. You can create an auction. You can even send a request, which we think is pretty cool. You can send a direct request to any other member. And it would show up on their iPhone or their mobile device or their laptop in real time saying, I'm interested in meeting with you.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you wake up every morning, you had 17 requests from all over the world, from here to Barcelona to Zimbabwe, of business executives that are looking to meet with you for whatever their reason might be. That would inspire you to say, okay, there must be some demand out there. Let me go ahead and create a half an hour meeting. Would be it a telephone call,
right,
which is what I may be able to do, or maybe a Skype meeting,
mm-hmm,
or face-to-face at a Starbucks or in my office, and see what kind of demand there is. You get to set the minimum price, the reserve price, as well as a bid, you know, buy it now price, much like you would on eBay. So if your minimum is $200, but your buy it now is $800, somebody might say, you know, I don't want to go through a 2-week or 1-month process to get into a bidding war. I'm just going to hit that buy it now button because whatever I'm doing is time sensitive.
So you know, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool because I'm thinking about it and I'm thinking that people can get to this without having to attend all these networking events, you know, going to the Technology Council or this or the Chamber or whatever. If you're a consultant, this is an ideal way of getting your name out there.
Absolutely.
And if you're a startup or an entrepreneur and you're looking for help in a particular area, then you can go to the website and register. Now, do you categorize by expertise, or is there any kind of specific, you know, way in which BizGravity enables you to highlight what your experience or expertise is as compared to somebody else who might be a consultant on the website?
Absolutely. When you first go in to set up your profile, it's pretty robust. You can pick your alert system and when you want to be notified. Do you want to be notified when there's a new auction out that fits your needs? Do you want to be notified based on industry verticals? Do you want to be notified when someone of a certain title or position with P&L responsibility becomes a new member.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is there and it's dynamic and you can make changes on the fly.
And do you have a lot of interest in this site? Are people signing up for it?
Well, I'll tell you, 2 weeks ago we started with zero, a clean slate.
Yep.
And we're now up to this morning, we have 238
That's
executives.
Pretty good.
And,
238 executives.
238 executives from, your Lockheeds and your Grummans and your Booz Allens, they're all there.
Can lawyers and CPAs participate as well?
We have lawyers, absolutely.
Financial advisors?
Financial advisors as well.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to sign up.
Teachers.
For bizgravity.com.
Absolutely. We've got an assistant director from Princeton University on there,
wow.
whom I don't know, so I don't know how she came to the site, but we're glad to have her.
Sure.
It's going to be pretty interesting.
I love this. Now, it all spawned from your work with the Unicorn Group. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing at the Unicorn Group.
Yeah, so the Unicorn Group was started in October 2002, Wayne. 2 years prior, as you mentioned before, I was the CEO of a startup, Serious to Learn. I ended up selling the company because in March of 2001, the equities market tanked, as we all know.
Right.
And I was hoping to be one of those guys that goes out and raise a $10 million Series A round through the private equity markets. And the market just wasn't right.
Right.
And so, if you don't suffer from founderitis, and luckily for me, I didn't, you take the advice of counsel and good mentors who said, you know what, this might be a good time for you to find a suitor to buy you, even though you're pre-revenue, but at least you break even and you live to fight another day, which, I would say to your listeners is great advice. I did not know then, looking in a crystal ball, that two outliers would occur that year, one being the equity markets tanking in March, and then 6 months later, 9/11.
Right.
Those two things, if you're a startup, were just...
It was devastating.
It was devastating.
Unless you were in cybersecurity in the CIA or something like that.
That's exactly right.
Things were good.
That's exactly right. So we sold the company to Knowledge Max. It took us about 5 months or so to get papered up. We were able to take care of everybody. So that was fine.
Good.
We didn't make the gazillions that we wanted, but we didn't lose money. And then I stayed on with Knowledge Max for that 1 year earnout.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 1 year, which was primarily the 9/11 year, I realized that, unless you had the good fortune of the Rolodex that I have as a business development manager, it was going to be tough to impossible to call into the C-suite and get that first meeting. It wasn't going to happen. On your best day, it wasn't going to happen before 9/11. But now that the world had changed and CNN and Fox were running the loop of this atrocity, everybody was bunkered down trying to figure out how to keep their company above water and figure out what's going on.
Right.
But I had this earnout to deliver in order to make my investors whole. So, I had to do, an innovative, approach, which is pick up the phone and just count on the fact that I've known someone for 10, 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they have P&L responsibility. We've never traded on that friendship, but the world has changed. I need an hour of your time. And surprisingly enough, things started to click. I mean, within 45 days or so, I closed DynCorp and then the National Association of Manufacturers and then General Motors. And folks were saying, what's in that drinking water that John Agre's got going on? How is he able to close these deals? So,
because he's doing the right thing. Well, even when chips are down, you did the right thing by picking up the phone and not giving up hope.
Well, and good friends out there. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have some good friends. I've lived in this town, 52 years out of the 53. And so, when you stay anywhere for that long, you get to know some folks. And they've been very kind to me. But a year after, once I've completed my earnout, the question was, what do I do for an encore? And that's when I really started to look at the forensics of business development and sales and the challenge they really have.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are not me, what are they doing? Unless you're an IBM or an Oracle or an SAP or one of these big companies, it's really difficult to get a meeting if someone doesn't know you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we created this boutique firm and we've had a great run. We've got 54 clients and, we've got three or four in Silicon Valley, but most of them are here in the Northern Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area.
So we're talking with John Agre, who's president and CEO of the Unicorn Group and also just started up bizgravity.com. If people want to get in touch with you, John, how do they do that?
Well, I won't give my phone number because I don't want my
phone
my T-Mobile
off the hook.
Phone to blow up. But I think if you go to www.bizgravity.com, obviously you can reach us there. We'd love to have as many members as possible and for them to go viral with it because we really think it's a great tool and it'll help a lot of people. But then on the unicorn side, for anyone that wants sort of a premium service, high touch, value, they can also reach out to us at www.useunicorn.com. That's U as in Uncle, S as in Sam, E as in Evelyn, unicorn.com.
Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And everyone, thanks for listening, and tune in next week for another special topic and special guest. Have a great week.